Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We know going into the 2025-26 season that internal development is one of the things and keys to the Bulls having a successful season in 2025-26. On today's episode, I want to talk about whose development is more important to the success of the Chicago Bulls next season. Josh Giddey, Miles Bouzelas, Kobe White, Ayo Dosunmu. Let's even throw Julian Phillips and Dalen Terry in the mix. We're going to talk about all that plus more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host here, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. I want to start off talking with this topic. Yesterday, I asked, should the Bulls' focus be more on development or winning? And even though some people didn't stop to contextually understand the question that was asking there wasn't about losing versus development. I'll leave it to that. Go into that episode. We'll let you break it down there. I want to talk about like just this season, right? Not in the future, not 1 or 2 seasons down the road. This season, for this season, whose development or growth is more important to the Chicago Bulls having a successful season this year? Now, I know that a lot of you guys look at this team and there are a lot of Bulls fans right now that have this team winning like 35-ish games. I'm not there with this team. I think this team can get a couple more wins than last year, and I'm hoping for a 500 season this year from the Chicago Bulls. But even with that said, when you look at it, like somebody has to take a step up. Now, you could look at it and say Josh Giddey, Kobe White, if they can finish kind of the run that they were on there at the end of the season, that is important, and that would still be growth for a guy like Josh Giddey, and even growth for Kobe White heading into the season being the number one scorer on paper right away. He's never done, even last year, he was coming into the season, he was the number two guy, or 1A, 1B, however you looked at it, with Zach LaVine as the scorer. Now, while him and Josh Giddey are both going to be important to the Bulls' offense, when you look at scoring's clearly more in the bag of what Kobe White does than it just being about scoring for Josh Giddey, right? Giddey would be perfectly fine with 14, 8, and 8, right? He's not going out there trying to put up a bunch of points. Kobe, you kind of need Kobe to hover around 20 to 25 points, I think, next season. But let's get into this, right? So whose growth, first of all, is more realistic? Kobe White, a lot of people are going to look at Kobe, 25 years old. He turns 26 in February. He was originally drafted in 2019. He's getting long in the tooth there when you look at it heading into his 7th season in the NBA. And how much growth is still there for Kobe White? I think that's fundamentally first what you have to ask yourself about Kobe and how much more can he realistically grow. Last year was the first year of his career, averaging over 20 points per game for the entirety of a season. We talked about how that, you know, his role was, not the same as it was at the beginning with Zach LaVine being there as what you finished with, even though he was still sharing the backcourt with Josh Giddey, who also finished the season on a tear of almost a triple-double, right? You got to look at that. But Kobe White, took 15 shots per game last year, which is the second most of his career. He actually had a little bit less shot average per game than what he had in 2023-24. But you would like to think that Coby White's going to be coming into this season getting basically all the shots that you want. If you look at between February and March, February, only 14 shots per game, which is still crazy considering the run that he was on. March, he had almost 20 shots per game. Then you can go to January, he had 14 shots per game. So Coby White scoring those 20 points off that amount of volume, that 15 shots per game, is actually really good. But how can Coby White take his game a step further? And I've really been saying the same thing for the last couple of years for Coby. To me, that growth from the free throw line is the key there. He averaged the most free throws per game in his career, taking it a whole free throw up at 4 per game. But then when you look at how he finished the season, he finished the season at getting almost 6.5 free throws per game. That is a key part to Coby White's game. And I think if Coby White extends that, and, you know, where we've seen Coby, he gets to the lane and kind of makes that awkward pass out, which sometimes turns into turnovers. If you convert that, even if half those attempts, they go to now getting to the free throw line, you're going to extend your game. You're going to make teams have to guard you even more on the drive. One thing with Coby is Coby's not a great off-ball player. But teams defend Coby even when he's off-ball, because the moment he gets the ball in his hands, he's a threat, right? Meaning that he's a threat to drive. And so the best way to scheme for Coby is to keep the ball out of his hands. If you can turn it to where Kobe's getting to the free throw line more, that puts that fear even more, which allows other players to kind of step up at times and play off Coby, even without Coby necessarily needing the ball in his hands. That's really the biggest step from Coby, and refinement. You can always refine. I don't know how much Coby's going to add to his game. I don't know if he's all of a sudden going to become a better post scorer or something like that at this point of his career, but, you know, we'll see. But that's really Coby's greatest area for growth. You look at Josh Giddey, right? Josh Giddey next up, 22 years old. We've talked a lot about it. We know very young player will turn 23 around the start of the season. But this is a player last year that still basically averaged 15, 8, and 7 on 46% shooting from the field. We know the tear that he ended the season on since February, basically 2010 and 9, something like that. So basically a triple-double. And Josh Giddey has a lot of room for growth still. When you look at Josh, he's basically been in the same situation as Coby, basically, in the sense that he never really got to play the game that's best suited to him. He never really got to play point guard outside of his second year in OKC. But other than that, he was playing small forward. He was playing off ball because they had Shea. They had Jalen Williams. And that forced him, because they are better players, clearly, right? That forced him to have to fit in. Now Josh Giddey's coming into this season not hurt by the injury. Keep in mind, he also started off last season with an injury. And so that's not there either with the ankle. And so you expect Josh Giddey, or you want to see Josh Giddey, to make further refinements to his game. He was 38% catch and shoot player last year, which is honestly a crazy number and crazy great efficiency when it comes down to that. If Josh Giddey, if that is a legitimate part, even if Josh Giddey can get to 36.5% consistently on catch and shoot, which makes him easier to play off Coby and Coby's ability to drive, that's a dangerous facet of his game. We already know what he is as a rebounder. We already know what he is as a passer. We already know what he is as a connector. People can say what they want to say about Josh Giddey being a high usage player on your team, but because his best skill is making other players better around him, you best believe if he's able to live in that while also refining the other parts of his game, he's gonna impact your offense. And we already know with Billy Donovan, having a point guard to operate his system at a high level is always going to make the system look better. Josh Giddey's growth is hugely important, I think, to the offense that we are building. Not to say that other players can't fill in. We can, but they don't bring the combination of ability to see the court with his height, the ability to start the fast break with his rebounding, and the ability to finish the fast break with his passing and his renewed ability to get downhill as well, which he really grew in a lot last year as the season went on. Those things are so much of the backbone of what Billy Donovan's offense could be based off what we saw last season, that you'd be remiss not to say that Josh Giddey can't have a huge role in that. Now, you know, we'll see, right? We got to get to the contract. We'll talk a little bit about that here in a second. But Josh Giddey's growth and his also ability to come into the season knowing I am the point guard from day one, I think is going to help this team tremendously. And then Modest. I know everybody's going to initially go to Modest Bouzelis, and I get it. And, you know, as a rookie last year, he averaged 8.6 points per game, but his numbers as a starter were really, really good, really, really promising. And so because of that, you look at Modest, and we know that Modest for the future is hugely important for the Bulls. But the question is this year. As a starter last year, Modest Muzelis averaged 13 points, 43% shooting from the field, 35-ish percent shooting from three-point range, one block, two assists, almost a steal per game, 1.5 turnovers. You got to get that down, but that comes with how sloppy the Bulls play at times. But that's the thing. Now, we assume that he's coming into the season as the starter, so that means that's why I'm looking at the starter minutes for Modest Muzelis. 13 points per game. How much can he step over that? How much is just giving that in a full season really change the Chicago Bulls? And I think it helps a lot. And, you know, Modest himself got to the free throw line 2 times per game last year. And I can see that easily step up next season because of his activity and the Bulls, you know, refinement of getting out in transition. Modest is hugely important to the Bulls' future. The growth and development is hugely important. But how much of that can you expect in year two, right? I like to be a little bit more realistic. And I think usually in year two for players, you see kind of a refinement of just doubling down on what they did well last season, not as much adding a huge different wrinkle or layer to your game. But I've learned not to put caps on players either. I'm not going to say that Modest can't do that in year two. If Modest sees a pretty big jump next year, it's going to be major to this Bulls team. Now, I'm just not at the place where I'm expecting that, if that makes sense. And, you know, some people, you have sophomore slumps sometimes too, right, to start off the year. So we'll see. I think that Modest has definitely attacked the offseason in the way that you want to see a player that, you know, that the Bulls have as much invested in Modest as what they do. And that's really good to see, especially coming from the lack of that we've seen from that from other players that the Bulls have drafted. You know, sometimes that desire and that growth internally. So I think when you look at Modest, like, to me, Modest just has to become a better shooter. That's the one thing that I really want to see Modest grow on. Now, how much Billy Donovan puts on him as far as opportunities to have the ball in his hand, to attack the basket, maybe even do a little point forward things, how much we see of that, that really is determined with Billy Donovan. But the thing that Modest can control is that when you get the opportunity, I want to see more efficient shooting for Modest. And if he gives that, I think that's a huge step in Modest helping this team win next year. And then you have the other players, right? The Dalen Terrys, the Julian Phillips, the Patrick Williams. And I don't mean to lump all those players in as saying that they're all basically the same. Julian's heading into year 3, so he has a little bit different there. Dalen took some steps last year. And you know, I'll be one of the people that definitely say that Dalen took a step up in his game last year as far as just looking like a competent NBA player when he was on the court, understanding how to use...
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Change of pace better was something that we saw from Dalen last year as well. Got to commend him and hats off to him for that. You know, and that's really good. but how much of, I don't think you're betting on Dalen making a leap as the end-all be-all of your season. Now, if he does, great, because what does that do? That eliminates another question for you. I just don't know if I'm putting that on Dalen. Julian, we know Julian has all the potential in the world. As a 3-and-D wing, he really has that. Getting out in transition, he has that ability as well. I think he has shown kind of more consistency with protecting the rim than anybody else as far as out of Dalen and P. Will. I think Julian has shown the more as far as rim protection there. So you look at that part of it. But I just don't know where Julian's going to fit into this rotation. That's not doubt on Julian. That's looking at how Billy Donovan runs his rotations. And so Julian's going to have to come into training camp firing on all cylinders if he's going to want these minutes with the Chicago Bulls, because, you know, you got some guys ahead of him. And then Patrick Williams, here's the thing, right? Patrick Williams, I'm no longer in the boat of waiting for Patrick Williams to make a leap. Is it still possible? Sure, it absolutely is. He's 23 years old. It's absolutely possible. He turns 24 at the end of this month. And there's still time to do that. I'm like the Chicago Bulls, though. I'm not betting on that anymore. I'm not going into the season like, this may be the year P. Will takes a leap. I just want to see P. Will get back to the defender he used to be. Like that's what it is for. At this point, I expect the 9 points on decent enough shooting from P. Will. Can we get the defense back? Can we stop that defensive slide that you were on last year? Can you stop that? But I'm not betting on a P. Will development anymore. I just want to see P. Will get back to what he was at one point. And that sucks to say for a player that's 23 years old, but that's just where I'm at with P. Will at this point. Get back to what it looked like you were last season. If you can do that, cool. I mean, in prior seasons defensively, if you can do that, great. That's enough of a step for me. I mean, if we see anything more than that from P. Will, great. I'm just not expecting it, because P. Will has been P. Will, and he's going to do the same thing with the same statistical output. It's basically what you can bet on with Patrick Williams. And, you know, and I know he still has his fans in the community, and rightfully so. I know he still has his people. I see comments all the time. Oh, P. Will is going to be the starting three, and him and Modest are going to. And if that happens, great, right? I'm not at the point where I'm rooting for P. Will to be bad. I'm just not expecting for him to take some step up anymore. If he does it, great. I'm not going to be a curmudgeon about it. Great. But as it stands right now, I'm just not going to bet on that because of the lack of that what we've seen from development from P. Will. But we shall see what happens there. But let me know your guys' thoughts down below. Which one of the young players, young-ish players, are development is most important to Bulls' success next year? Next season, not going forward, but just next season. Let me know what you guys think on that down below. Bobby Marks, to move on from that, talked a little bit about Josh Giddey and the contract situation where he said this. The Emmanuel Quickley contract has totally screwed up restricted free agency. That's where agents are looking at like the benchmark. Certainly Josh, like, I want that contract here. The number has screwed up a lot of things. Now, this is the latest that we hear as far as contracts that screw up the contract extension talks or the restricted free agents are looking at. I'm not here to say that that's wrong. It could very well be. But at this point where it is right now for me, right, I'm just saying for me, is that it's not about comparative to anybody else's contract at this point in time. You got to go out and find the deal that's right for you. That's what you have to go out and do. You have to find the deal that's right for you, that gets you what you need. That's what you have to go out and find. And we'll see if the Bulls can do that. Now, Emmanuel Quickley's contract, for those that are asking and wondering, is $32 million per year. Now, I can completely understand, you know, he signed it at 24 years old. Players like Cam Thomas or players like Josh Giddey looking at that and saying, wait, if he's getting this much, I'm definitely worth that. I can understand that. But at this point, the Bulls aren't moving off their thing. Josh Giddey isn't moving off theirs. It's not even about comparing it to another contract on the market anymore for me. This is about finding the right value between where these two teams are. I mean, these two sides are, in Josh Giddey and the Chicago Bulls. And I think that's eventually where it's going to land. I know that at this point, it's kind of just spinning the wheels every time we talk about Josh Giddey and his contract, whether you're looking at Jalen Suggs or you're looking at Emmanuel Quickley's contract, whatever it is. You can always look and find a bad contract around the NBA that adds validity to whatever you're trying to do. And his agency is not wrong for doing that. But at some point, it has to be about, this is where we are in these talks, and we got to figure out the middle ground between where we are. And we'll see what happens there. I mean, Josh Giddey's career averages of 14 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. He started 279 games. He's 22 years old. You know, I know the more Josh Giddey naysayers like to be like, well, he's been in the league 5 years. How much more is he going to actually develop without the context of he hasn't really played his position yet? And we'll see. Right? That's something that Josh Giddey is going to have to go and prove out there. But as it stands right now, you're not going to prove anything in these kinds where the Bulls want him to go out, do and ball up all the Chicago Hoopers. Like, I don't know what to tell you. So, you know, to me, and I get where Bobby Marks is coming from, no knock on him. But at this point, where we are in this conversation, it's just about the two sides and how they view this more so than about any other contracts at this point in time. So we'll see what's going to happen there. We'll see. Let us know what you guys think down below. With that, you know, Monday is a little bit for overflow. We had one voicemail from over the weekend we did not get into. This one's from Josh.
Yo, what up, Hayes? Chicago Bulls Central. This is Josh out in Arizona. First off, to answer the question you posed in the video today, this Sunday, whether this year should be more of a year of development or a year of winning, I'm leaning towards the side of winning, but I see how development can definitely be gained through the focus on winning if they do it right this season. With all the young guys that the AK has gotten on the team, I've said this before, but it seems like almost every single player on the team has a point to prove, and a more of a chip on their shoulder. Because this is a really young core, and the size of Vooch and Javon Carter, none of these players have been on all-star level, or none of these players have been, like, truly special, so to speak, from the views of the whole league. And the team itself has not been special from the views of the whole league. So I'm seeing this year as a prove-it year for the whole team. They need to prove themselves to be a good team that can win in today's NBA. I think, especially for Billy Donovan, I think with a young core like this, and with them playing through his system that he developed last year, it's especially a prove a year for him. I know he could be setting his ways of coaching and whatnot, but maybe with a young core like this, we could see Billy Donovan make changes in his coaching style to gear more for winning. And I believe, like, through that, we might still get a lot of development out of the young guys too. It's on their shoulders, so why not? Even the rookie too. So, tell me what you think. Have a good one.
Approve a year for the whole team. I get what you're saying in that. Now, approve a year for Billy Donovan, who just got a contract extension. I don't know if it's as much of a prove a year as it already shows that how this front office feels and the ownership feels about Billy Donovan. But I think at this point it's just about, I've called it an evaluation year. I think I mean that about the same way you mean as a prove it year. With having so many players' contracts up at the end of the year, you best believe that the Bulls at least should be looking at those contracts and those players and trying to figure out how many of these guys are going to stay here past the season. And then what are we looking for in the offseason then to take advantage of whatever fluidity and flexibility that we have? That's really what it comes down to. This is a year where a lot of people got things to prove. Kobe's coming in as the number one scoring option. Josh Giddey's coming in as the point guard and probably a big option as well on the offensive side of the ball with him kind of controlling and dictating things. Miles Bouzelis, prove what you did in your second, in your starts in your first year wasn't a fluke. And how much further can you take your game? There's all over that. Trey Jones, you're proving it now as a backup point guard. Like, there's all over. Isaac Okoro has a lot to prove this year. And coming to a team where his role is going to be different, he's going to be asked to do maybe a little bit more offensively. All those things are there. So we shall see how this team comes out of that. And so I'm not knocking you for saying that this is a prove it year for everyone. It's really not. Now, as far as Billy Donovan and the coaching style, I do think that him changing to the more fast pace, taking more three-pointers, we're trying to modernize the Bulls style of play. And for what it's worth, we were pretty solid in that. Now, refining that and going forward is going to be a big thing for not only how these players fit into that, but also how good and successful we can be with the system. And we're just going to take it another year. You want to see 2.0 version of that offense from last year. With hopefully we've added some better defenders. We're getting Ayo Dosunmu back and more and healthy. And then we could take a step up defensively too. And at that point, we'll see where this team is. So that's my thoughts for today. That's my time. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullsCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.